You're learning Daf Lamed Aleph of an Aleph was starting on top of the Amud, the beginning of the Amud. It said in the Mishnah that a Vlad Trefa, according to Rav Eliezer, he says a Vlad Trefa, you can't be makav on the Mizbeach. It means a Trefa has a baby, even though the baby is not a Trefa, the baby is completely healthy, you can't bring down the Mizbeach. So what's the Pshat? So Mar says it depends. So look at the Gemara. Lamandi Oma Trefa Yoldo, and we know Tanakam August on Rav Eliezer, what's the Bira Machlekes? So we know it's Machlekes Bechlal if a Trefa give birth. It's really telling the same shayla of treifa chaya or not, if a treifa lives or not, that's telling to give birth. So l'man diyama treifa yolda, according to l'man diyama that a treifa could give birth, so what's the case in our Mishnah that's saying that the vlad treifa, mishkachas lo, going to nitifa, became a treifa, so if ibra, then it got pregnant and had a baby. And what's the machalikis? V'ha pligi. The Rabbi Eliezer holds that's no good, savar. The Rabbi Eliezer holds that's not good for carbon, holds zev as a gerim. Also, he holds who is gerim this baby, you know, the male who was healthy, Behema and the Trefa. So Zev is Egerim is also. Rabbanan Savi, Rabbanan hold, Zev is Egerim is Mutter. That Zev is Egerim is Mutter. Mandi Yama Trefa ain't a Chaya. According to Mandi Yama, Trefa is not Chaya, or not Yeledes. Mishkach is not going to Ibra, Lubisoif, Trefa. Nitifah. The Chaykas is a case where it was Memberis first, and then it became a Trefa. And here it's not a Shah of Zev is Egerim also, because it became a Trefa after it was Mubaris right here. Hopligi, the Rav Eliezer saw the Uba Yarech Imaihu, that the Uba is part of the mother. Since the mother became a Trefa, so the Vlad also becomes a Trefa, and the Vlad therefore is also for carbon. Ravon Savri, Uba Yarech Imaihu, Ravon holds not Yarech Imaihu. So that's the Bia Machlaikis, if Uba Yarech Imaihu. If you have a Trefa Yolda, the Machlaikis is Zev Zogarim, also not. The whole Trefa ain't the Yolda, the Machlaikis is, that became a Trefa afterwards, the Machlaikis is Uba Yarech Imaihu, not Uba Yarech Imaihu. Amrav Huna, Moidim Chacham L'Rab Eliezer, the Chacham Moida to Rav Eliezer be'efroyach beitzas treifa she'asa. Even the Chacham hold that the Vlad treifa's mutter, he is Moida, the Chacham Moida, that a chicken that comes out of an egg of a treifa, a bird that comes out of a treifa, egg of a treifa, that's asa. Even Rabbanu agree it's asa. My time, Ad can le'pligi Rav Eliezer be'vlad behema de'mavir kare Arabia. Rabban only argued Rabbi Eliezer by a Vlad Behema, the Mavir Karabia, and therefore you say there it's not Uba Yarchima. What does Mavir Karabia mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is that when it grows in the mother's stomach, it grows as a separate entity. It's not attached to the mother. Maybe the sac maybe is attached to the mother, but the baby is not attached to the mother really. It's not part of the mother, and therefore it's considered you can say Uba Yarchima. But a Beya, the way it grows is it's still attached to the mother. When an egg grows in a chicken's stomach, it grows as part. It's actually attached, I think, to the spine. It's attached to the behemoth, attached to the bird. And therefore, if the Rabbana Moida, there it's called the goof of the chicken or the bird, and it's therefore it becomes a trefa. That's one pshat of Avir Karabia. Another pshat of Avir Karabia is what?
Doesn't the chicken lay?
Yeah, lay eggs, but four lays the egg. Yeah, that's fair. But four lays the egg. Right, exactly. That's it grows. Right, that just warms it up so the chicken can grow on it. No, we're not talking about it. We're only laying the egg. Before the egg gets laid, when it gets the egg. It comes out as an egg, by the way. It comes out as an egg. Now, the egg, if it's fertilized, it has to be kept warm for the chicken to grow in it. So now we're talking about the egg. So the egg is mamash part of the. If you learn the Gemara in Beya, in Maseches Beya, Davav, it talks about claw, how it's attached to the mother. It's attached to the mother. That's one pshat. Mavir Karav means that by a behema, the uber grows separately. By a chicken, the egg grows as part of the tanag. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that by a vlad behema, it grows a lot after it goes into this world. But an egg, it does not grow after it leaves the behema. That's what it means. A behema ma'avira karabia. It grows from the avira. Now, most of its growth comes in this world, you know, out of the mother's stomach. Mashenka in a beya, it doesn't grow anymore once it comes out. Even when it sits in, it doesn't grow. That's not a pshat. But either way, the chilik is, we're saying that by an egg, it's much more shayich to the goof of the bird. And therefore, there, even Rabbanu will agree that if it becomes a trefa, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Third Rabbanu might. Only Rav Huna, only Rav Rav Huna wants to make a raya. It's a very interesting raya, like from left field. Only Rav Rav Huna. Tie in the Maseilach. I'll bring a raya from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Molly Tarvad Rima. If someone, while he's alive, a piece of his skin or like meat of him falls off and it gets spoiled. So Shalav is Batame or not. Molly Tarvad Rima Habama Odom Chai. A spoonful of spoiled basar that comes from a live person. Just like a dead person, this amount of meat will be matame. So he holds here also his tummy. Chom hold its tar. Saat kalim pligi rabban lehal barima the pirish of alma. Maybe it looks like the only rabban only argue by rima by stuff that is spoiled because that's pirish of alma. That's garbage. I'll pay beitza the mgufa taragerlesu of a beitza that's part of the taragerles. For rabban amayde, rabban amayde. But being a raya, they only argue by rima, which is garbage, not by an egg. This is Santa Raya. I didn't find really anyone who warned so much, but it's an interesting Raya. We'll bring a Raya from a whole different thing, Tumah V'Taira, to here to Shiloh of Trefus. But something more I was saying is that the Rabbana only argue by Rima and not by Beitz of the Guvatar Garlis. I'll tell you the opposite. Adarab, Ibcha Mistavra. I'll tell you the opposite, Svar. Adkan, Pigar, Elazar, Rabbana, Elabarima. Maybe Rabbi Yez only argues by Rabbana, only by Rima, the Ikri, Adamichayim, Rima. Because the person, even when he's alive, is called Rima Yachsiv. The tikvas enos rima uben adam teleya. Yeah, it's got the pasuk. The real pasuk. Look at the pasuk. It's afki enos rima ben adam teleya. That's a real pasuk. But you see, a person would call rima. When is a beya turn into chicken? After it gets, it turns into offer. Then it turns into chicken. And then it turns to a chicken, so maybe by something it turns to a chicken, it's a new entity, and Phil Rabbi Yez Maida, I would say even Rabbi Yez maybe is Maida. So Rabbi wants to identify carrot, the mam is just exactly opposite. There are lezer, well, Agam Rabbanah by Rima holds Matama, because a person, even when it's alive, can be called Rima. Masha'inkain by a bay, I can hear that the tzad, that the chicken of an egg, could be kosher and not a trefa. Why? Because it's once when it, from the transition from an egg into a chicken, it first turns into dust and then turns to chicken. You think it's a new entity, and even Rabbi Lezer would be Maidah. That the chicken from Beitz Trefa is Makamotor. Or the bird. Tanya, if you have rice, that good. So, context to recap a little bit, that's Makuliyama. The egg itself, that's the Kuliyama we hold, that, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's also. That's my first from Mishnah. I think the Mishnah is idiot, that's also. The question is the chicken that comes out of the egg. The tzad in this gemara, the chicken or the bird that comes out of the egg is not a trefa. It's not a trefa gabi carbon. And why not? Because it's a new entity. Because when it's transitioned from the bay to the bird, it's a new entity. I just want to speak out one more thing. That said before that something falls off, a basa falls off a person while he's alive and turns into rima, it gets spoiled. It's a shiloh of its tummy or not. So Rashi has one side that you have to wait till the person dies until it becomes tummy. The Ma'aseh Rashi is not true. Even if the person is still alive, the molly tarva, which means a spoonful of rima, avad the metame. Even if the guy himself is alive, and he brings Rashi for Eva Menachai, the Eva Menachai is metame. I just wanted to speak that out. There's two days in Rashi. Okay, we got through that Gemara. Vaiti, ready for the next one, Ma'aseh? So we had a Rechnira and Tignis in the Mishnah. He says an interesting thing. He says, Ksheira, a kosher animal that nursed from a trefa is possible in his bayach. Now, what in the world does that mean? Because a kosher animal nursed from a trefa, it's possible. What's the problem? My time. If it gets fattened from it, and I guess could be we're talking about the zara. We're talking about a trefa. I'm saying we make it similar to the zara. So that since it gets fat from a trefa, or get fat from something of a zara, that would make it asa, baby. So elam yata, achil karshina avay zara, achil namas. You tell me if you give a behema karshina avay zara, you can tell me that it's asa? And we know it's not asa. Rashi says, we know from the Gemara before, it might have been on the Chof Tess, the Gemara says there, that if someone feeds an animal karshina avay zchavim, if I care, it could be used for carbon, because it can't be called a mux anymore, because you're already fattening it up. So it's clear that kashina avodas chavim does not make it asa. So here, because I had some trefa food, food from a trefa, how does it make it asa? El tani rab chanina taritah kamedrav yechron gancha niko chal v'seach mashachos ashachos. The case was that this behema nursed from a trefa every morning, and that was able to sustain the behema for the whole entire day. Mm-hmm. Could use this food for meis leis. comes out, its whole life is totally on a trefa, and that's what makes it possible for a carbon. And they speak out that it would only eat kashina avedizar also, and that sustained it also. Like Tait speaks out, who had the kashina avedizchavim, ma'okla kol yameha, if you ate it all stays, she'ikud losa mehem, shu asr, it's asr. And from riyata filahedi, that's what it says in the Taitis. But either way, if he sustains himself, the behemoth sustains himself only from a treifa, the halach is that according to Chachamim and Tignes, it's like upon him, it's going to be asr to use for a carbon. Okay, last two dots before the end of the parak. Call kadosh v'nasu treifa ain't paid the ma'isa. The halach is if you have a treifa, even if it gets a mum, you cannot be paid it. Why not? The Mishnah says because I'm being paid it not to eat it. Lachil l'klavim because a person even a head can't eat a treifa. So it says when you paid a treifa with a mum, ain't paid the ma'isa lachil l'klavim. We know an emili. The Tana Rabbanon tizbach legiza v'chata l'klavecha. It says in the pasuk, "Rak klavas nafshecha tizbach v'achal tabasa kivirkas Hashem v'lekecha shenos alach." That says in the pasuk, and it teaches us tizbach v'loy giza v'achal ta v'loy l'klavecha. Teaches us that this storm psulim hamikdashim. You only allowed a shechta to eat. You can't have giza. You can't use it for its wool. By psulim hamikdashim that had a mum and you paid it, you can't use it for its wool. V'achal ta l'klavecha. You can't feed it to the dogs. And this is the Makar for our Mishnah. And Basa, V'loi Chala. Another Drasha is Basa, V'loi Chala. So it asks you all three words. Tizbach, V'chalta, and Basa as Drasha. Tizbach, not Giza, V'chalta, V'loi Chalavacha, not to your dogs. And Basa, not Chala. V'kanji, and Paidim, and Sakadash, and Sakadashim, L'chilam, Klavim. See, you can't be paid the Kachim to give to the Klavim.
You can't milk your cow for your present?
No. Yeah, basically, you have to eat it. Shechta and eat it. Can't use it for milk. Probably have milk it if it's in Sa'ab al Chayim, but now have it for the milk. Now use the milk.
I want
the
milk in your
throat. What? Yeah. Yeah. Ikadamri, Tizbach v'achalta, a different drasha. They don't darshan the word v'achalta to be extra. Can we darshan like this? Tizbach v'achalta, you don't have a heter hano, which the v'achalta is referring to, only from Zvicha v'eilech. Because this man the other holds, you could be because I paid the message machil maklavim, and v'chalta is not extra. It's tizbach v'chalta. Only after a shechita are you allowed to eat from heaven off of it. And it's mashma like Rashi says that after it's dead or after the shechita, you're allowed to give it to klavim because the whole issa I know is only before it's dead. But after it's dead, avol klavach Rashi says la'acha misu afilu b'loy zvicha shaper dami upaidim es hakotchev lachil maklavim. So these are two tanoim. Who hold it's machlekes? If paid the mesek, they are kachim lachil maklavim. And shall have a drash and drasha v'achalta if it's extra or not? Hadron law kol asur.